Clint Eastwood has starred in 44 movies, directed 23, and produced 18. Some of his forays are good, bad, or ugly. But as the triple threat of director, producer, and star, he has made successes like Unforgiven and less stellar films like this week's release, Bloodwork. Here's Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.
Clint Eastwood is the last 72-year-old action hero. His neck has more wrinkles than a Sharpei. Even the creases on his face have creases, but he remains one tough hombre.
And February 7th, I suppose you got an alibi for that night, too.
I don't know that night.
Of course you do. That's the night you walked into Kang's grocery store and you killed two people.
Who are you? You're not a cop. Cops goes tooth. Who are you?
I'm the Lone Ranger. Now sit down.
Eastwood has been shrewd about how he uses his age. Bloodwork is based on a novel by Michael Connelly. The hero is a retired FBI agent named Terry McCaleb. In the novel, he's only 46, but he's just had a heart transplant. In the film, Eastwood plays an older man in the same situation. McCaleb is swallowing 34 pills a day and resting on his boat when he gets a visit from a woman. Her sister was recently murdered, and she wants McCaleb's help.
I need some answers, McCaleb. Because no one knows. No one has a clue as to what that little boy goes through every night without his mother.
The real threat of his body rejecting his new heart makes him want to say no. But we would not have a movie if he did.
Who's this?
This is Graciela Rivers. That's the one I told you about.
Oh, so she's the one who put you up to this. Look at him. Look at his color. Look at the lines under his eyes. A week ago, he was fine. He was perfect.
A character with a keen sense of his own mortality is something Eastwood can play handily at this stage of his career. Most people his age would get short of breath chasing a murderer, and the actor uses that to his advantage. When McCaleb winds up gasping, we truly fear for him. And when people tell him he looks like he needs a nap, we want to yell out a supportive, "Go lie down."
You look tired, Terry. You should get some sleep.
Eastwood, like Paul Newman, uses an economy of means to remain as watchable as he ever was. He knows his core persona, and he has honed his trademark look of disgust until it's one of the most vivid ever put on screen. But Eastwood's directing has also been affected by his age. You don't know whether to admire the film's stately nature and call it classicism, or be exasperated by a noticeable lack of pace, or both. On one hand, there's a certain pleasure in seeing a thriller that's almost a relic of a bygone era. The violence is subdued in Bloodwork. There's no in-your-face nihilism, no hot young actors you'd know from the WB network if you ever watched it. On the other hand, this film's lack of energy is inescapable. The handmaiden of classicism is lethargy, and Bloodwork has such an unhurried pace, you want to give it a double shot of espresso. Eastwood does what he can, but 72-year-old action heroes can accomplish only so much.
Way to make a comeback. Some people get flowers, some people get chocolates. You get a dead guy.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times.